It is a Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause here's the good news.
Monday edition of Not Necessarily the News, where nothing beats a Jet 2 cruise. We welcome our worldwide audience on our Hank Facebook Live. You internet savvy individuals, have fun in the comment section, everybody. Well, it busted out the news that George Strait announced his Straight to the Heart benefit concert for the Texas flood relief efforts. So the donor dinner and concert will take place fairly quickly, coming up in Boerne, Texas on the 27th. So press release said, quote, "The goal is to raise meaningful, immediate support put directly into the hands of flood victims without delay. Also honoring the first responders that worked tirelessly to save lives." So George is obviously spearheading this and is said to have made all this happen very much on his own. But joined by Riley Green, Jamie Johnson, Hudson Westbrook, and a whole lot more. So a lot of people aren't going to obviously be able to go to this. All the $1,000 tier tickets have already been sold out. There are, at last check, and I almost inadvertently almost bought one, I think. To check, yeah. It's like,
where did you go?
I'm not good for it, George.
Did your girlfriend went to?
The higher tier seatings, there still are available. So we have that link straight on our homepage and 92 on HankFM.com. Also have other ways you can help in the flood relief efforts. So we'll keep an eye on this and availability. But King George, man, rising to the occasion, of course.
So it was a big weekend for Vice President, J.D. Vance and the family, as he took everyone to the happiest place on earth. The VP brought along his wife, Usha, their children, and reportedly her parents as well. They rode Tiana's Bayou Adventure, ate at the fancy Blue Bayou restaurant inside the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, and seemed like a very affectionate parent, according to bystanders. He brought along his trusty security detail as well. Apparently, there were 40 Secret Service agents on hand, and California Governor Gavin Newsom got in on the action, saying, quote, "Hope you enjoy your family time, J.D. Vance. The families you're tearing apart certainly won't." Then insinuated he'd next be detaining one Mickey Mouse. Mr. Vance thanked him on X, saying, "Yeah, I had a great time."
It's the happiest place on earth.
Everybody's happy.
Man of Steel is back over the weekend. Of course, the new Superman movie opening up, and it did pretty much what it was estimated to do, which is a big success for them. $122 million here in the U.S., $220 million globally. Number one at the box office, Jurassic Park Rebirth or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's falls to second, F1, than How to Train Your Dragon. The other thing that happened, and we have a spoiler alert for all you Love Island fans.
Uh-oh.
And this has kind of been a thing. Because this is on Peacock, Love Island USA, Season 7. They're like having watch parties for this thing for some reason.
I know. Wasn't there one super like Panther up. Island or something?
So, yeah. And so if you've got it locked in or you're not streaming it yet, Amaya and Brian are your winning couple.
I knew it was going to be
Season 7. I know.
I've never seen that.
And they will go on to live a happy life there on the remote islands of Fiji.
Is that where they live forever?
None of that's true. Okay. I've never... Congratulations to the island.
I mean, they'd have to learn to get along, right?
For winning.
Mm. Yeah. So when you think of Outlaw Country, a lot of names come to mind. Willie, Johnny, Waylon, Hank, Shaboozy.
Shaboozy.
That's right. The up-and-coming country star featured in a new interview. It's very country of him with Harper's Bazaar. Says that he and his Nashville friends are the true outlaws and the new generation. They're the rebels, the outlaws, the outliers. So seeing his success and the success of his friends, they're happy to be part of the alternative community because they always support each other.
I will answer your Shaboozy,
Shaboozy
story in turn with an appropriate
Jelly Roll
story. As it's now, as of it's official. And as of last Friday night at Friday Night SmackDown, Jelly Roll is now firmly in the WWE universe and will be wrestling Logan Paul at SummerSlam coming up next month.
So Didn't you just say that Logan Paul is going to be like a bona fide boxer soon?
No, Jake Paul.
Okay, I get confused. Okay.
It's fine because it's all now, it's wrestling, so that's beautiful.
Jelly Roll! But
now Jelly Roll is going to team up with the likes of Randy Orton and Logan Paul with Drew McIntyre. And Jelly Roll will be at SummerSlam in his own match.
This is like an early birthday present for your mother. Even though your birthday's
don't
tomorrow.
Make it too hard for me to defend it, guys, okay?
Jelly Roll!
Let's keep it somewhat sacred.
So,
Matt,
if you're shocked to see all that Halloween decor in stores already, well, you are not wrong. The displays are popping up earlier than ever. And experts say it's because we want it that way. Meanwhile, Summerween, the hottest thing trending on TikTok, with parties popping up with things like coffin-shaped cookies, orange punch, and cutting watermelons. It was originated on the show Gravity Falls. Some people just can't get enough. They may be grabbing decor to avoid the fall rush, and they say the official days to celebrate are July 22nd and July 31st.
For
please
Halloween.
Make a, no,
for Summerween.
Summerween.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got to wear jorts? I'm going to wear jorts.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about some fashion news of sorts because it's a Bezos update.
And my life is
2 weeks after getting hitched to LaurenSanchosBezos.com, Jeff Bezos sporting a new look.
Really?
So he's went the last, 20 years completely bald. And now he's got the Jean-Luc Picard white side hair going on thing.
Really?
From Star Trek Next Generation reference. Because that's kind of what he looks like.
Interesting.
So even more evil. I mean, that's really what he's doing right there.
Do you think she gave him a makeover? Or what's going on?
See, that's what happens. You get married, you don't care anymore. That's just what happens. By the way, speaking of Superman, when it came out Friday in theaters, President Trump posted a meme of himself clad in tights and a cape. He also reignited his feud with Rosie O'Donnell. We went back 20 years, man, threatening to strip her of her citizenship. Political opponents, there are none. Actually, this is one thing we agree on. And then Elmo evidently was hacked.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, on X. Elmo was somehow hacked. That has been confirmed. And most everybody could probably figure it out because he posted, Elmo did, from his account, release the files.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
It's mostly confirmed he was hacked.
We all have a lot of feelings, and that's okay.
So he's that's been okay. Outspoken before. And Elmo on social media is a dumpster fire waiting for Oscar to leave.
Social media, the same.
It is a very sad
case.
We can still laugh.
Yeah,
still laugh about it. So do we.
Good times.